This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My big thing is...
Because it sounds like you're a little bit more like not as optimistic as maybe you would have been.
No, that game just drove me insane.
I'm saying had they have kept that 20-point lead, I think we're coming into here saying, you know what? This team could beat the Rockets. They can go on a deep run. I don't know if everyone's feeling that right now. I feel like
I want to make it clear. No, you're making a good point. I want to make it clear. I'm thrilled, okay? But the way that game played out, I was ready to pull my hair out. Come on, I'm not alone on this. I love this team. They were driving me insane. Were they not? Am I the only one? Carter, you and I, I'm gonna throw it to you right here.
I hear you.
Carter, was that game not met? That's playoff basketball. It's crazy.
I mean, you knew that 15-point lead in the first half was not going to last. Yeah.
It was evaporating. Like, this team drives you nuts a little. It's okay.
But the difference now is... You've got Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry to bring it home.
There's no doubt.
And the clutch games now for those guys, since Jimmy Butler has arrived, let me pull it up here. And don't worry, James in Delaware. Hi, I'm in Delaware. We'll get to you in just a second. 888-957-9570. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Also, it's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. All right, there's a lot to unpack here. The clutch games. Since Jimmy Butler's arrived, it's night and day. I have someone I can finally trust with the ball in his hands. And I love Steph.
He's so good.
I love Stephen Curry. I do. All-time, top 10 player.
Jimmy was in full effect.
Play-in Jimmy. They needed play-in Jimmy yesterday because, again, I'm just going to reiterate this. Prior to Jimmy Butler being a Warrior, they had not won a play-in game. He was a big reason why they won yesterday. Could have had more points, quite frankly. He had 38, and it felt like he left a lot on the table. Why? He missed 6 free throws. That wasn't very Jimmy Butler-like.
He came into it in the last 9 games, shooting 93% from the free
throw. He was balling. Well, it was a typical jinx from Harlan, because obviously they're saying he's like, you know, he's coming to this league, he's one of the best free throw shooters.
How bad was Reggie on the broadcast?
He's getting excited. Reggie Miller?
Reggie.
Take a playoff?
You're one of my favorite players. Like, you really are. You're not a good broadcaster.
Well, he's been hanging on for, 20-plus years doing this?
Yeah, probably about 19 too many.
Well, he's going to be the next face of Amazon. When they do that, he's going to be like their league. Or NBC, I should say, not Amazon. But here's Jimmy Butler.
I'd be looking at replacements almost immediately.
Oh, my God. Hey, let's relax.
Reggie's
you're
not
hearing
good.
A lot from... Or actually, real quick, do we know...
That's a foul!
Do we know if TNT is doing the West this year, or is it going to be ESPN? Usually they make that known early on, or they're doing some
Thank
switches.
Thank God we're in the playoffs.
That's it, right? We're even talking about Reggie Miller calling games going forward. That means it's a good thing.
You're asking about my psyche.
Yes, I am. The emotions are all weird kind of right now, I feel like. I don't know.
No, because there are certain days.
You're in the playoffs.
No, there are certain days where you wake up and you got a beautiful household. I'm very lucky. I got a wife. She might be sleeping, and I'm exhausted from the day before. The little guy's sleeping. I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky. I am exhausted and worn down by life, and I can't even work out on certain mornings because I'm so tired.
But didn't you sleep yet? Well, yesterday after last night?
No, because I was just so thrilled that we actually won that game. And you wake up and you're so tired, and the stress of life and everything. You can't even work out. You just sit in the hot tub, okay, if you're lucky enough to have access to one, and you just lie there. And that's how I feel today. I'm just lying in the hot tub, and I'm just like, I've got sores all over the place. Just have the Jets, you know, massage the specific messed up parts of my body, and I'm just going to breathe in all the steam, and I'm going to worry about the Rockets tomorrow. That's exactly how I feel.
Honestly, it's very hard to go to sleep after a game like that because you're just so fired up from the ending.
Your heart
is racing for the last 60 seconds because you're convinced that all hell's going to break loose and all the worst things are going to happen.
Totally agree.
And then the game just ends. And it's just like, oh, wait, now I have to just like wind down and go to sleep. No, Sam, that's like a 60-minute process right there, and I don't have 60 minutes.
Sam, I was on my knees on the floor watching the final couple minutes of that game. Jesus. Like, come on! Like screaming at the television. Tell me you're not like me.
No, I was losing my mind last time. I mean, I wasn't on my knees, but I was definitely like in a very panicked state when I'm trying to like not be.
By the way, Warriors finally went at home. So there you go, guys. Hey, they won one at home, guys.
Thank God.
The crowd was great.
I thought the crowd was great.
Hey, credit to the Grizzlies for fighting back again. You guys think they're going to blow every team out when you get a 20-point lead? A 20-point lead in the NBA might as well be 5 points. Seriously, today's NBA, the amount of three balls from Desmond Bane yesterday that went in, that went out. Jaren Jackson was chucking them up left and right. Santi Aldama, he actually was attacking the paint more, which I didn't realize. I didn't understand the Grizzlies, why they weren't attacking the paint more, because they were getting their spots and then they just converting because the team is so damn small that they're playing. But again, credit the Warriors for not beating themselves yesterday. The Grizzlies beat themselves, and credit the opportunistic defense of Golden State. Real quick, James in Delaware has been hanging on tight. James, good morning.
Ugh.
What do you want to talk about?
Thank God.
Hope it's not the Giants. I hope it's not any of the teams out in Delaware. It better be about the Golden State Warriors. Delaware, what's there to do, by the way, in Delaware, James? Watch Warriors games? Is that about it?
That's about it, man. I enjoy your guys' show. I know you have some more people to call it in.
Thank you.
I enjoy your guys' show, man. I listen to you every morning. But it's something, two or three things I'm going to talk about real quick. Coach Terry is doing his thing and Butler. But maybe you guys can tell me, I can't figure out, and maybe you don't want to talk about it. If not, I understand why Steve Kerr is sabotaging Kuminga. Kuminga is their third lead scorer. The last 2 years he took Wiggins' place when he was out 2 years in a row, averaging about 20 to 25 points a game. These last two games when they played the Clippers, not this last game he didn't play. Before then, he played, scored 34 points. Not long ago, the game before then, I think he scored 34 points. Then you got guys come in, what y'all talking about, and I'm not knocking y'all good guys. You got guys coming in like Parrish. He might play good a few games, the last three or four games, what have he done? You got Moody the same way. What did he do last night when y'all said he played good? He didn't even score 10, 11, 12 points. But everybody... half of the people with Golden State is a Kuminga hater, but I'm just saying it's wrong the way Steve Kerr is doing the boy. But I promise you, he's going to leave Golden State, which I hope he do. That way, God won't have to keep her in his drama. And when he leaves him, he will get revenge.
Thanks, James Delaware. Turning to Boomhauer there from King of the Hill towards the end there with that southern twang, that famous southern twang of
Jonathan
Delaware.
Kuminga. Yeah.
So, I think it was a little strong.
DMP.
I don't think that Kerr is sabotaging individual players, but there's clearly something else that we don't know. And I'm watching that game last night. And look, I'm not even here to say that he needs to play a lot of minutes. I was just looking down the bench going, okay, can we go to someone else who can maybe get their own shot or can play a little better perimeter defense? Like, that's what you do when you're running a team, when you're a fan or whatever. I was thinking, hey, maybe TJD gets busted out in the third or fourth quarter in like a second or third lineup. Maybe it's JK for a minute or two. I'm not saying 20 minutes. I'm not even saying 10 minutes. A minute? I thought that that team was searching for some positivity and some energy and for somebody to hit a bucket or stay in front of their man or man up Desmond Bane or be athletic or big alongside of guarding Zach Edey. Like, they were struggling with Zach Edey in the second half. So it wasn't just about JK. I just thought that the team overall, I would have tried to pull a different lever. That's me. But I would like to know more as to, like, what's going on with, like, how did JK go from playing 20 minutes just like 3 games ago to now he got back to back DNPs? You like, what's going on here? And I'm not saying, like, it's not about the JK part. It's about the, I'm trying to do what I need to do to win. And I thought that he could have helped you win last night, or at least try.
Before the game, they were asking about JK and, you know, like, going forward, is he going to play or minutes or whatever? And Steve Curtis didn't even answer the question. Like, did they even ask him about JK yesterday? I don't even see it on my board that they. If they did, please, I would love it. Did he respond to it? I know Draymond Green said they're going to need JK going forward. If we can find that sound, please put it on my board. I'd greatly appreciate it because Draymond knows that they're going to need Jonathan Kuminga. Stephen Curry knows they're going to need JK, especially in this upcoming series where they're going to be playing a young, big, athletic team. We've talked about it ad nauseum. They're going to need JK at some point in these playoffs, but for the elimination games, maybe that's the thing, Joe. Maybe if it's an elimination game, and technically, I know technically it wasn't, but I know you said yesterday it might have well as been.
Well, it felt like it.
The desperation. It was a desperate game.
Absolutely.
But let's just call it what it is. In those types of games, I just don't think that you're going to see Jonathan coming.
Okay, that's fine. But like,
I just don't think you're. That's the head coach, though. You got to ask him. I don't know what to tell you. But I hear you when you see Buddy Hield out there. And what is Buddy Hield on defense? He's a turnstile. He might be opportunistic sometimes. He did have a steal yesterday, so I'll give him that. But if he's not shooting,
Buddy's not playing well.
If he's not shooting the ball,
exactly,
you don't need him out there.
But I think this is more like, look, GP2 has a track record, so I understand, and he feels a certain way. And I get it. And the players, you know, gravitate. He made a really nice left-handed layup in the second half. But, like, in the corner three, he's going to be left wide open. You see how teams are going to defend you in 5 minutes to go. They're going to leave multiple guys wide open. And so you're searching for certain things. I guess I go back to, like, form, meaning who's playing well, versus, like, you know, looking. I'm searching for somebody to do something. And, like, yesterday they went to Quinton Post. I would have went back to him. Yesterday they went back to Pods late in the game, and I thought Moody deserved to continue to play. I thought Moody was bringing more to the table in this particular game than Pajemski, and I thought putting Pods back in the game, in a game he didn't really have a lot going, I thought that was a stretch. And so this isn't about JK. This is about trying to win the game, right? So, like, when I'm trying to win the game, I'm trying to find combinations who could spark either some offense or some stops, right? It's one or the other. And I thought yesterday there were multiple variations where it was just a head scratcher.
888-957-9570.
Thankfully they won.
Jonathan Kuminga, another DNP. We'll see what kind of a factor he is going forward. We got all the next couple days to preview Rockets, Warriors. Obviously, it's going to be fun down in H-Town. By the way, Warriors open up game one. If you just go to DraftKings right now. Oh, it's down. It was 1.5. It's now to 1 point. Golden State Warriors, the road favorite by 1 point. So, there you go. I don't know what that means. We'll see. Fishy? I don't know. Chris, Dylan, we'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Are you relieved, Warriors fans? I want to know the emotion you're feeling right now coming out of that game. Is it happiness? Is it relief? Are you still tense? Are you still unsure? Are you nervous? None of that nervous energy. I'm not nervous, and I wasn't nervous yesterday. I wasn't on my hands and knees praying because I know Jimmy Butler is going to lead me to the promised land. I know Stephen Curry is going to make the big shots. I knew Ja Morant was hampered. I knew Desmond Bane wasn't going to be that guy late. I just knew that. I knew it. And they won. 888-957-9570. Do you believe coming up in 20 minutes? And it's Spadoni and Chasky. We're rolling, baby, on the Morning Roast. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It's Spadoni and Chasky. We're talking about a Warriors first.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
First ever play-in victory. Come on, guys. They've officially won in the play-in.
Once you've won a few championships in recent memory, it is a little ridiculous to celebrate the play-in, but I'm thrilled that we're here.
You should. You should be thrilled because you know what? This is the path you wanted all along. I'm telling you.
I'm not even ready.
You're smarter than you. Come on. You wanted this. That's an inside joke, but listen, you got the Rockets, and my Easter just got a whole hell of a lot better, by the way. I know, it's ridiculous, right? Sunday, 6:30, it's going to be Warriors-Rockets. We'll have all that coverage right here.
6:30 on Sunday?
6:30 on Sunday.
So that means I get to have Easter dinner, and then I get to watch the game.
Yep. I'm so excited. Have leftovers, whatever the hell you're having. Good. I don't know what it is. By the way, 888-957-9570, 10 minutes. Do you believe, after every single Warriors game, we ask the question, your belief level in this team is what? On winning a bleeping championship. And after yesterday's, I think it's more relief than anything that fans are feeling. I know you're feeling it. I know Sam, I know Carter. It's more relief. But I'm feeling pretty damn good about my chances against the Houston Rockets going forward. But I know there were some things that happened in yesterday's game that got you a little tight, a little nervous, especially the others, the role players, if you will, because you know what you're getting from Jimmy. I know what I'm getting from Jimmy going forward now. I saw it against the Clippers. I saw it yesterday. He was a baller. I know what I'm getting from Stephen Curry. How's the hand? We'll see. But just keep those turnovers down, Steph, and I like my chances. I can get a little bit more from Draymond on the offensive end. That's something where I come out of that game yesterday, like, okay, Draymond, like 4 points. That's not good enough.
No, but win and move on.
Exactly. Survive in advance. The other guys, Pajemski, I can't have him playing like that every single game. I'm not going to bake that in because he's been so damn good these last few weeks. Moses Moody stepped up yesterday. I know he had 9 points. It wasn't double digits like we all wanted, but he came to play defensively.
He got
and he was opportunistic.
So many loose balls, so many big rebounds.
Hustle plays.
And I thought he had two of them wiped away from bad foul calls off ball on other people.
Gary Payton II, 12 points, 5 of 10 from him, 2 of 6. But he was chucking. We just wanted to see a more aggressive Gary Payton on the offensive end, and we got that. Quentin Post, I mean, the efficiency was unreal yesterday. I left wanting more of Quentin Post,
totally
which
agree.
Is a good thing, right? Kevon Looney, God love him, that wasn't his matchup. But
it just wasn't.
You will need him at some point forward. Absolutely.
There's going to be a specific matchup that suits him a little better.
And obviously, Jonathan Kuminga, another DNP, but you are going to need him at some point in this series. And Gui Santos, just 6 minutes, but he was active. He was all over the place. He was fighting for offensive rebounds. He had three of them.
And he had a charge. Was that on Bane or was that on Ja? I forget.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
He drew a charge. Big charge.
888-957-9570.
Post hit a couple of them threes and he's like turning to the crowd. He's like, I was loving it.
You know what?
God, it was great.
I love, and again, the biggest difference as, real quick, we were looking at this at the break and we'll get into it maybe in the 9 o'clock hour, but it was a year ago today, Dub Nation, that the beam was lit in that play-in game. And Klay Thompson, I'm bringing that up because what a difference a year makes. We're reacting to, just imagine this.
Wow.
A year ago, I would tell you that Klay Thompson's no longer a Golden State Warrior, and you had Jimmy freaking Butler on your team, and you were back in a play-in scenario, and he drops 38, and you get your first play-in win.
That's good call.
Like, you would say, you're insane. I'm not believing that. That's not happening.
Exactly.
We're not getting Jimmy freaking Butler. Stop. That's the reality right now. So, yeah, what a difference a year makes. A year ago today, you were losing to the Sacramento Kings, and everything, your future looked bleak, to say the very least. It looked like a bleak future. Now, you're feeling pretty good about your chances in the first round, and maybe, just maybe, going on a deep run here. It's crazy.
Well, I'm still decompressing from last night's game.
I know you are.
I'll do my homework on the Rockets. I do not want to disrespect them in any way, because they will literally punch you in the face. That is a team that wants the back alley brawl, and it starts with their head
coach. The Rockets coming out
Draymond
to play.
Draymond wants the smoke. Come on.
It's good thing we got Draymond.
Yeah, exactly. We got Draymond. He'll go at Ime Udoka. Please stop.
Dude, it's just the
go
end of the first quarter. They allowed that team back into the game. The Warriors did. Hey, look, it's a long game.
Also, credit the Grizzlies. Like, I know we want to say the Warriors allowed them back, but, like, Desmond Bane was hitting some unreal shots yesterday.
Joe, I think it was pretty evident to me that there were certain lineups and certain shots that were just atrocious. I mean, there was a three-possession in a row streak where I texted the group that I go, guys, get the ball to Jimmy Butler and put it in his hands. And Steph was a part of it. Steph took a horrible rush three where it felt like Jimmy was the one in control. And I get it. We want to get everything to go flowing through Steph. But isn't there a time and a place where Steph should defer a little to Jimmy? And I thought that they finally struck the appropriate balance in the final minutes.
No, I totally agree with you. They combined, again, Jimmy Butler and Steph combined for 75 points yesterday. 75! Yeah, if they're going to be doing that going forward, if I can get anything from Pods, if I can get anything from Gui Santos and players like that, they're going to be very tough to beat. Now they're going to have those kind of games in every single one? No. That's why Draymond Green needs to step up scoring the ball. But I thought getting to the line yesterday, for as much as we talk about the lack of foul calls, they got to the line 34 times yesterday, made 28 of them. Grizzlies, 23 attempts for them. You look at that. You look at the assist totals with both teams. Golden State, 29 assists. Ball movement yesterday was pristine. Again, bad shots, bad shot selections, lack of shots at times, but that's okay. I knew they were trying to at least find the better shot at times. Someone just needs to pull the trigger.
Lack of
a better term. I know, John Moran. Whatever.
Jimmy was
it's the grenades now. Whatever.
I just thought the way that he was attacking the rim and his ferociousness on around the rim in terms of, second chance points and pump faking and going up. He had a couple of gorgeous spin moves, a couple of turnaround buckets. I thought he was fantastic in this one. But I also think that, like, you got a little glimpse, and I don't want to be this guy, but you have to acknowledge we got a little glimpse of, in these play-in type games, in these playoff type moments, teams are going to tell you what your flaws are by how they defend you, by how they attack you. And so perimeter defense for the Warriors is a problem. Size at the rim is a problem. I thought Edie adjusted fantastically in the second half and really made them pay and punish them. On offense, what's the Warriors' problem currently? You got a lot of guys not shooting really well right now outside of Jimmy and Steph. GP2, though he attacked the hoop, is not shooting well from beyond the arc. And I think you got a three from him. QP is. Okay, QP is. Dre's not shooting well. Moody's not shooting well. Buddy's not shooting well. Pods isn't shooting well. They're going to need some of these guys to hit some buckets here. Otherwise, I don't know where they're going to find offense from.
Well, thankfully, this first-round matchup is not exactly, you know...
it's a rock fight.
Yes. It's not the 2017 Golden State Warriors you're going up against, for lack of a better team or comparison.
Even Ja hobbled yesterday. You're going to see that with Jalen Green. And now, he's not as good as Ja, but you're going to see a young, dynamic, fast team that wants to do what? Get to the rim. They can't shoot, but they want to get to the rim. And so... I think this is, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but this Rocket matchup is a completely different matchup.
And we'll be previewing it the next couple days. Trust me, we will get into Rockets Warriors. It is massive.
Officiating is going to factor in big time.
And it factored in yesterday. Again, getting to the free throw line. I thought, you know, we were talking about the ticky-tack calls going against the Warriors. I actually think it favored them yesterday a couple times.
And Scottie, they got a good whistle.
When Scottie Pippen was just, you know, trying to, you know, be a little more aggressive with Steph, they called it. So, you know what? Maybe that was a Steve Kerr talking to the officials or speaking to the officials or trying to get that out there. I know you want that. You've said that in the past with Phil Jackson doing that a lot, speaking through the media. Maybe that was a credit to Steve Kerr doing that, trying to set the tone early in the game. I know the refs weren't your favorite yesterday. Josh Diven, Bill Kennedy,
well,
and them
boys. I just saw it down the stretch.
The last minute is not a lasting image that I want.
If we're being fair, I thought in the final closing minutes, both sides, Tom, Warriors and Memphis, have gripes that I think are legit in terms of officiating.
Yeah, no, and that, again, if that's the case, I think it's okay. If one side's completely getting screwed over more than the other, that's where I come away from the game. But of course, you win. None of that really matters. But especially
the officials just get it right more.
Well, that's the...
I want that
in NFL. I want that in Major League Baseball.
Can we just get
that,
it right?
I want that in every single league. I want that in VAR, going English Premier League. Yes, I would love for the officials to get it right.
I think we challenge too much throughout the bulk of the game. And I where I really want them to clean up is, it's very simple. Final 5 minutes, you get a couple of challenges. And then in the final minute or so, everything gets reviewed in Secaucus. And it's 30 seconds in and out. And it gets buzzed in from the tower. I don't want the officials on the floor having any influence whatsoever.
888-957-9570 is the number. Do you believe, coming up in about 1 minute, do you believe that this team will win a championship? It's a simple question. We ask it after every single Warriors game. 888-957-9570. Jimmy Butler, I want to hear from him because he dropped 38 yesterday.
God, he was so good.
And you know what he hated? The turnovers. And the missed free throws. That's the mindset of Jimmy Buckets. He's coming away from that game still angry and upset about those mistakes.
Turnovers. I hate turning the ball over. Free throws, but turnovers really irk me.
And what he saw on the floor yesterday as that floor general late in the fourth quarter.
That we may need me to score a little bit more right now, but it could change come when we play Sunday, something like that. You know, if I can get 17 assists and we win, that's great. If I can get 10 steals or 2 steals and we win, that's great. But I think me scoring a little bit more has definitely helped us a little bit.
He had a possession down the stretch where he's getting into the lane. He leaves his feet. He does this a lot when he drives into the lane. Jimmy does. And he goes, and everyone on the planet knew he was throwing it back to Steph. Because no one else on the floor wanted the ball. Every Warrior fan's heart just collapsed at that moment.
Right.
Oh, I'm talking about the one where he leaves his feet, contorts his body, turns, and just throws it right to the Grizzlies.
Right.
Because they're all, like, again, final couple minutes, it just felt like to me it was Steph and it was Jimmy and no one else wanted the ball. And it was very predictable, but and it became easier to guard.
In fairness to that, when you have players of that caliber, I understand you want someone else to step up.
I just wanted Jimmy to go up with that shot. Okay. I guess that's where I'm going.
Yes, because
I thought he was forcing it to step.
Because if you pulled fans, you're saying, yeah, you want one of those guys shooting the
ball.
But if you do have a wide open look, that's when you need to pull the trigger, too. Because there was a couple times yesterday with Draymond in particular where he wasn't even looking to shoot. He was wide open at the top of the key multiple times.
And he's holding
times.
The ball, and he's like yelling at other people. And I'm like, Trey, pass and move, pass and move, be a threat. And when your back is to the basket from three-point land, you're not a threat.
He wasn't a threat yesterday, but hopefully going forward he will be on the offensive end. That leads us to, do you believe.
It's time to play Dub Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
Jonathan Kuminga. Let's throw Sanchez in there.
Let's go. It's time to play America's fastest growing game show here on the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky here. We got Erickson. We got Dylan. We got Steven. We got Gary. Dari, one of them. But I'm going to ask you first,
okay,
Joe Shasky, because you always lead us off. And let's not forget, this was you just last
so
week.
So unfair. I don't just believe, I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped online. I'm being dead serious. Mark the tape. Save that for later. I'm going to use that against them.
Are we still feeling that way, though, after a 121-116 play-in victory? You're not a play-in team anymore, Joe.
I stand by what I said last week.
Do you?
And I'm doubling down on it. But here's what this is what I believe. Not only do I believe that the Warriors are going to win the championship, and look, Bonte even hit me. Like, oh, yeah, you're the kiss of death, and you're the... Hey, Bonte, stay in your lane. You stay in your lane, and I'll stay in my lane.
Bonte Hill,
doing the predictions,
Fridays.
All right?
Yep.
I guarantee this team is going to give me a heart attack by the end of this playoff run. One way or the other.
That's good.
The stress and the heartburn that I had from last night's game. Thank God they won that game. There are certain matchups that I believe to be more difficult than others. I knew that Memphis game, as a one-off, was just going to get them. That was the ninth game in 15 days. Now they get 4 days. Take a deep breath and relax and get a little bit and get healthier and just everybody calm down. And all you got to do is win one of those first two games on the road against Houston. Bring them on, baby!
Go home and play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help it feel better.
Rockets, come out to play!
Let's go to Dylan in Modesto. Dylan, do you believe that this Warriors team, after that exciting victory yesterday, can win the championship? Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, I believe that they could, maybe with a little bit of luck. And then, you know, kind of just playing good basketball, but basketball's a game of runs, and they did good yesterday, and I'm not worried about lineups, and I'm not worried about JK, and you just got to win game by game, right?
That's Dylan Modesto. He's saying there needs to be a little bit of luck. No. There's no luck when you got Jimmy Buckets and Stephen Bleepin' Curry,
I mean,
Joe.
He hit a sweet and one where I don't even know how he got it up.
He's so good.
I don't even know how he got it up.
He's so good. Shout out Blue Chew, am I right? Steven and San Bruno, do you believe that the Warriors can win a title?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. 100% we're going to win a title. And by the way, I just want to make sure something clear. Shasky, calm down. We're going to be good. We got 4 days of rest.
Yeah.
Remember the last time Steph came back? When he was out, he torched the league. It was like four games in a row over 30, and one of them he went for 50. So we just need to give him some rest. These guys are going to game plan, high IQ guys, recalibrate the shots for Moody, Pods, and Heels, and we'll be right in shape.
Let's go.
Of them, I think we can game plan. Let's go.
Steve and San Bruno.
Let's go,
all
Steve.
Right. That's more. That's the confidence I'm looking for from one Steven and San Bruno.
I want to give him what I call the yes, yes. It's a fist pump where you like. Argh.
You see that a lot in tennis where they do the fist. The Nadal, the Federer, the Djokovic. Whoa. BG Tennis Nation, if you're listening.
Team sport.
Stop, please. That was from the guy that plays golf.
Team sport.
Stop it.
And I recognize where golf is on the hierarchy.
Please. That was disrespectful. I'm going to Erickson. Please. Erickson in Daly City.
Joke.
Is this Dennis Erickson? Good morning, Erickson.
One of the worst coaches in Niner history.
Do you believe that this Warriors team can win the championship? Erickson, or is it Sony Erickson? It's out of date. You there?
Can you guys hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Get out. Leave. It's the end of you and me. I'm going JoJo.
So much for believing in that guy.
Is this Dari or Dari?
Dairy.
Dairy. I can go for some dairy right now.
I'm ready to play the Max Ray from now on. Can you hear me now? Okay. Can you hear me now?
I know, I'm not mad at was that old school Verizon or was that Sprint? That was Verizon, right? The Verizon guy. Can you hear me now? Good. Dairy, Novato. What is your belief level in this team? Is this team going all the way, Dairy?
Boys, of course I believe. This is Dairy Voice from Novato Shasky. What's up, man? I called about a year ago. I'm the preschool teacher here at College of Marin.
Let's go.
Hey, of course I believe, man. We're made for this. We're made for this. These are the games that we're made for, man. We like the challenge. So we're going to do great. We're going to play great. I do like that take on having Jimmy Buckets bringing up the ball more.
Totally.
And then having Seth play off, choose threes and stuff. We're playing great, boys. We're big believers. Hey, our family's big believers. We watch every night. Even the kids stay past bedtime just to watch the Warriors. Man, can I give a little shout-out to my family?
Absolutely.
I did last night,
absolutely.
We'll allow it. Was that it? He's gone. I thought he was going to give a shout-out. He said, no.
I'll shout-out his family. Shout-out Dairy's family.
I'm trying to have dairy in general. I can go for some milk, some cheese. Nice, yeah.
I'm a non-dairy guy these days. I'm oat milk.
Really?
Yeah, forager. Ingredients.
Well, I stand with farmers.
Salt, oat, and water.
I stand with the farmers here in California, so I'm all about
forager, that. I believe they have some local stuff. But
okay, sure. We got some more on the YouTube chat. Thank you, Sam, for putting this in my box. 888-957-9570. We're playing Do You Believe? After every single Golden State Warriors game, it's the oldest question we have in sports talk is, do you believe that this team can win a championship? And after yesterday, you are finally a playoff team, Dub Nation. You are going up against the Rockets, who I think out of all the matchups you could have had in the West, this is the most favorable one out of the gate. I didn't want the Lakers in round one. I don't want the T-Wolves. I didn't want the Nuggets. I didn't want the Clippers, any of those teams. OKC, no. The Rockets, I will take my chances with in round one. This is Riddy Music. I predicted Butler with 41 points last night.
Wow.
Congratulations. Broody never stopped believing. Broody, not Brody, Broody. Giorgio Castagneto. We will beat the Rockets.
Giorgio's Dub is Nation. A killer spot here in the city.
The traveling
Carter lit up.
The traveling Urquidez. Is this Jose Urquidy? This team is .. Wow. Just after yesterday? After yesterday's win over Ja Morant, who was throwing grenades over everybody. Didn't see one grenade thrown yesterday, by the way. I did see a fan eating spaghetti in the stands.
What was that?
You know what? I respect it. Go. Do they sell spaghetti at Chase Center?
I have no idea.
We got to get whoever's the VP out there of food for Chase Center. Do you sell spaghetti? If you don't, how the hell did you bring it into the building? That's what I want. Was it a Ziploc bag? Was it a Tupperware? Do they allow that in there? Fair or foul eating spaghetti in the stands at a basketball game?
I mean, if they're selling it, I think it's pretty fair.
Okay.
The question is, like, if you have a plate and the fork and the knife, it's very difficult to eat while standing.
Well, I saw it, but it looked like they were cut, like, and you don't do this usually, the noodles looked shorter, so they cut the noodles, the spaghetti, which is a big no-no. You don't break the spaghetti.
Well, I do that for myself.
You do that before you throw it in the water, right?
No, what you do is, no, you don't do any of that. If you're getting it for the little kids, you get little shells. You get smaller pasta. You don't get the big pasta, all right? Think ahead here. Get rigatoni.
Are we sure
he's
it wasn't
Italian?
are we sure it wasn't ramen?
It was not ramen. There was like tomato sauce on there.
Oh, there was
raw ramen.
Yeah, no, there was not thin noodles. By the way, which
you can't cut the noodles. You just can't.
No, you can't.
It's a rookie move.
It is a rookie move.
Please, but I'm not calling it a rookie move to eat spaghetti as a fan in the stands. I'm actually saying that's legendary status, and I respect it. If he had garlic bread on the side with it too,
there's a Luigi joke. There's a Luigi joke in here somewhere. I just don't know.
I know. Whenever I'm wearing a hat or something, people think I look like Luigi when I have just the mustache.
Wait, Luigi from Mario Brothers or the Luigi who's on trial?
Not
shout out Luigi for a boy.
Yeah, no, not stop. What's his name? Mangione or whatever? That whole thing is just craziness to me. I'm only worried about the Warriors right now, not Death Row Records, who you will be facing, though, Ime Udoka and Suge Knight in a couple days' time on Easter. And that was Do You Believe? And I think people are believing a little bit now. I think you've officially shifted, from the you're relieved to now you're believing. You've gone from relief to belief, finally, Joe.
Butler has completely wiped away any doubt that I have in a closeout game. He's a guy that I know is just gonna bring it.
I told you,
straight up, bring it.
I told you when
he was awesome.
When they traded for him, that's the guy you look for. I love Steph. I love him to death. He is one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. You can't do it by yourself. Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time, he needed Scottie Pippen, and we saw his son yesterday, who looked pretty decent. We've seen Kobe. He needed Shaq. We've seen Steph needing Durant at times, or an Andrew Wiggins at the very least, who was incredible in that run.
I think Durant needed Steph, and Steph needed Durant. Both, I think they go back and forth.
Every single LeBron needed Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, everyone needs something. Magic and Kareem. You needed James this guy Worthy. On this team. Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, just everyone always forgets James Worthy. Well, he's so good.
And we're gonna probably do that going forward when it came to like Draymond.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Green, we talk about the greatest teams of all time. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, they had maybe the greatest defensive player ever too, Draymond Green. So don't sleep on that.
I think whenever I hear like the Jordan and Pippen conversations, no one ever brings up Horace Grant.
Yeah, or Dennis Rodman.
Or Rodman.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Like, exactly. So again, it's all baked into the equation. You need this guy. It was never going to be Cam Johnson. It was never going to be, you know, Lauri Markkanen. No. I've seen those guys play. They're nice players. They're not Jimmy Butler. Well, I've seen him take teams just like this to the NBA Finals. Not once, but twice.
I understand everybody coming out of this game feeling like, oh my gosh, there's this and there's that. All these issues, which, I'm exasperated this morning in the sense of, or I guess exhausted, excuse me, this morning just because of the way that game played out. This team was exhausted. They were exhausted. Draymond Green, I think
You were exhausted watching him. How do you think the players felt?
There is not one player on this team that needs the day off more than Draymond Green.
Mm.
His body, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I think he needs a recharge.
Not a better week to do that,
no,
right?
No, I really do. I think he needs recharge. I think Pods needs a recharge. I think Looney needs a little recharge right now. Buddy Hield, like, I got a quick hook on Buddy moving forward. Just period. Just moving forward. Either he's got it or he doesn't. I can't be like having him run up and down chucking if he doesn't have it. If he doesn't have it, he's got to get a hook. Moody's playing good ball right now. The shots aren't falling, but I feel like he's playing so much better than the box score. Jimmy, obviously, with the thigh quad contusion, that is something. He needs a little rest. Steph needs a little rest. This game was so unique because it was the ninth game in 15 days, and it's a game seven, essentially. Do or die. Now, everybody gets a deep breath.
Usa.
We get to sit back and we can analyze what we did recently against the Rockets. Strategize about what's the best way moving forward. Find out what lineups through a 1, 2, 3 game sample, what's working, what's not. And you've got some margin of error a little here as we start off this series on Sunday. I feel a ton better. But last night was a roller coaster of emotions.
It was. 121-116 the final. We're breaking it all down all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere else for Golden State Warriors coverage. We're going to have every single thing, every single game that they play, pre and post, all of it right here. All playoffs long. Yeah, we can say that now. Playoffs long. And hopefully they are playing all the way into May. And hopefully,
what a win.
Hopefully into June. But it started yesterday. Ugh. You needed that win and you got it. I don't care how it happened. It happened. That you just needed the win. An ugly win. I love ugly wins. You never talk about pretty losses ever. We were kind of talking about it against the Clippers. Like, yeah, man, they fought really hard. Man, it sucked that they didn't win. But like, man, the effort, like that was great. That was intense. It was great. But it was a loss. Like, give me this win.
Yeah.
Give me this win over the Grizzlies. I don't care that you had a 20-point lead at any point. You won the game. The Grizzlies covered. Who cares? Draymond Green, he talked about playoff Jimmy and it being a real thing after the game.
Yeah, he's different. He's different. You can just see a whole different intensity level and focus. And, you know, I'm a basketball fan, you know, so I've watched it on TV for years. To see it up close and personal, like, it's a real thing. You know, sometimes you get an NBA and, like, these guys come get these nicknames and you're like, man, stop it. Like, there's some other nicknames out there. They're not real. That one's real. And I'm happy he on our side.
Give me a better tandem in the West right now that you would rather have than Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. Give me a better tandem.
Well, I think maybe Luka, LeBron, even though we haven't seen it.
Both
playoffs?
Those guys aren't playing.
No,
defense.
I know, but you're asking, and I'm just throwing out names.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me. I don't want to sleep on. Like, I know Jalen. You can go Jalen or Chet with the MVP.
I'm going Steph and Jimmy. But okay. I hear you.
What about Julius Randle and
no, you just said Julius Randle. Continue.
Oh, okay, I'm just. Throwing
I know.
Names
I know.
Out.
I know. No. You're playing the extra.
I'm not playing the game.
I'm not dismissing you.
What about Jokic? What about Jokic and Jamal Murray if he's healthy?
Maybe. But again, the health factor of Jamal Murray, I don't even know where it's at.
Kawhi and Harden.
Good one. Harden hasn't really been there as the number two guy, though, before.
We just saw it. Like, I
know. One game. Let's see how their health hangs
can
up.
Can I recalibrate after a series?
Sure.
All right.
But that's the confidence I have is what I'm saying.
I think those two guys are right
at the top. I think outside of Luka and LeBron, I think I'm taking these two guys right now. Those are the only other two.
And look, I feel like we've kind of buried this.
Bury it.
Steph had 15 in the fourth quarter.
He did. He was insane.
15.
Again, 37 points for him. Perfect from the free throw line. The shot efficiency wasn't there, but him getting to the line and getting calls. And by the way, you look up at the box score. He led Golden State with rebounds yesterday, too. Eight for Steph.
I thought he did a really good job scrambling on the loose ball. Like, I told you the other day, like, our guards have to rebound, period. Like, that on this team, they have to. But in a lot of cases, deflections and, you know, second chance opportunities, it's about effort and just being in the right spot. And I thought that Steph really, and Moody too. I don't want to sleep on Moody. I thought Moody was in the right spot a lot of times, hustling, diving on the floor. I love the effort
You know what I love right now too is the way that these guys are talking about each other after the game and how they're just constantly gassing up each other and being each other's hype men, which is a big mental thing. And that rubs off on the younger players because you need confidence right now. Mm-hmm. The last thing you need is someone, one player, to be unsure of themselves, which brings us to the Jonathan Kuminga discussion. At some point, he's probably going to play in this series, and where is his mentals going to be at?
I don't think I could say probably going to play. I have no idea.
I think he's going to play in this series. If he doesn't play at all, then yeah, that's
yikes. I was shocked.
Yikes.
You couldn't. Honestly, I'll be real. Again, I'm not here to say he's a superstar. I was shocked he didn't get a minute yesterday. I thought they were searching for somebody to give him something, and I would have given him a minute to see if it works, and if it doesn't, quick hook.
Well, Draymond knows or thinks that he's playing in the Rocket series. Here is Draymond after the game yesterday talking about JK.
He'll contribute. He's great. He's getting his work in. That's all you can do in that situation is get your work in. And he'll be meaningful for us in that series. I have zero doubt about that. I think the challenge for him is to stay mentally engaged, as is for anyone in that situation. But I have zero doubt in my mind that he's going to help us in this series.
So I
he
actually
will 1,000%.
Sorry, I actually think the other guy that I would try in this series, and I don't want to get too ahead because I want to react from last night. TJD.
Trace Jackson.
I think they need some athleticism in this next matchup, and I don't know if Looney's going to be the guy, you know, going backwards, defending the rim.
The Shengoons of the world.
I think you're going to have to use TJD's six fouls in this one. I'm not saying 20 minutes a night. I think he's a 5 to 11 minute a night guy, and I think Quinn Post is a guy that's going to get run in this one. You want to stretch out, you know, like part of Zach Edey yesterday is, you want to get him out of the paint. You want to get that big body, you know, defending on the perimeter. You want him stretching out. I need Post, and I think you have to sprinkle in Gee and TJD. And to me, this is an all hands on deck series.
Three of their last four games, so not the most recent one against Houston, but prior to that, Kuminga against the Rockets, 20 points, 33. 23. He does like playing against the Houston Rockets in his career. So, again, is he going to be playing, you know, 20-plus minutes in these games? Probably not.
You know who looked... Okay, and Jimmy was spectacular last night. They don't really have a guy to guard Jimmy. This Rocket team does.
All their guys.
Yeah, and the last time they played the Rockets, Jimmy looked really unathletic in comparison to Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson. And all, again,
and that goes back to the rest, right? Because they were coming off that gauntlet of the Grizzlies, Lakers,
Nuggets.
Sure,
I'm just telling you what my eyes saw in that last game.
That's a fair point.
He was awesome last night, and it was a favorable matchup for him. We will see against the Rockets. I think this presents a completely different set of issues because they're an athlete team. They're a young team. Now, he could use that athleticism against them with some of his sophisticated ball fakes and getting to his spots on the floor. I think this is where the veteran savvy and the moxie against the young and the athleticism, like, there's going to be a clash of styles here.
Well, it was interesting. You brought this up before the show, that it reminds you almost a little bit of Warriors-Kings a couple years ago. Kings, obviously, different than the Rockets.
I don't think we're giving them enough credit. But the Rockets.
Correct. Because
already.
And I think a lot of us were poo-pooing at the time the Sacramento Kings in that series because they don't know any better. It's the first, you know, it's a first-round matchup. But these are the defending champions. Like, they're going to handle them. And it took 50 points from Stephen Curry in Game 7 to win that series. And it took a pound of flesh at them, of them, I should say. And you saw it in that game one against the Lakers. The next series, they lost that because of that.
GP2, I don't think will be as effective against the Rockets.
No, the size.
These guys are way faster than him. Jalen Green is going to be an issue. Like we're way ahead of ourselves.
No, but it's okay.
We're way ahead of ourselves. But like Jalen Green is so fast.
Yeah,
he is not Jaw. But he's quick, and he's going to get to his spots. And they've done a decent job neutralizing him. But the last game, it felt like against with Jimmy Butler on the floor, that last Rocket games, he found a little something-something. I think he's an X factor in this series.
I want to gauge the confidence level of Dub Nation right now after this win, because this was the first win you've ever had in a play-in scenario. And I do think a lot of fans, after that loss to the Clippers, were just kind of down on themselves. They were dejected. Rightfully so. It was a tough loss. It was overtime. You wanted to be a playoff team. Like, I get that. I hear you. But you are a playoff team now. So, and you're playing the Houston Rockets, who, again, we were all talking about it without talking about it. I brought it up to Slater a couple weeks ago, Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. I was like, hey, Slates, it's not the worst thing if they play the Rockets in the first round and you're a playing team and you win that game. And they're like, yeah, but you're playing with fire. You don't really want to do that. I was like, well, you're here now. Like, this is the best. Like, let's take a step back, guys.
Yes.
This is the scenario we all wanted. Was it not?
It was
the scenario everyone wanted.
Now that we're here, I will grant you that. But would you also meet me in the middle and say, boy, it was a stressful, exhausting way to get here.
Sure, it was. But now you got 4 days
Thank
off.
Thank God they did it.
Like this is the path that you want, though.
You're probably
this
right.
This is the path that you
but
want.
But can I also say this? This is not a cakewalk.
No!
The Rockets are they are ready for a fistfight. And this coach, I feel like, does understand what you like to do well. I think this is a much more difficult... Anybody saying Warriors in five? Even Warriors in six? This will be a bloodbath.
This is the most difficult group of Western Conference opponents in the playoffs that the Warriors will have faced in the entirety of this entire run.
I'm ready to say yes.
It's in the entirity of
this
entire
bracket,
run.
This is the toughest bracket, period.
Also, is there a coach that wants to beat you more than Ime Udoka? No, there's
Ime
not.
Ime Udoka, all JJ Redick, maybe.
He's going to be wearing, if he's wearing...
I know you hate him though.
JJ Redick?
You hate that. You hate that guy.
No, I'm talking about like Ime's ready to like choke you out, punch you on the floor.
Oh, like do you like actually like dislike Ime Udoka or you just think he's
No, I'm scared of him.
Okay, see there's a fear factor there. So
if I was doing cross sport, every head coach, every manager, whatever, it's Dan Campbell and it's him in terms of guys I would never want to cross.
No. Chasky wishes Michael Malone was still a head coach because he wanted to beat him.
Like, in
the
play.
That's the one that he's celebrating. He's like, Chasky like, doesn't want anyone to lose their job, obviously, but when Michael Malone lost his job, a tear came down. A tear with a smile came down of his,
cheek. If you don't think Ime Udoka, number one, wants revenge for
Celtics.
Everything that happened in the Celtics series, but simultaneously, for his guys to have their coming-of-age moment, this is it. For all these young players, you want a I've-arrived moment? It's a playoff series against Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry. It will put you on the map.
There are certain players, and as you said, the coach that has history with the Warriors in the playoffs. Obviously, in the finals, Ime Udoka, Fred VanVleet, a mainstay for this team right now, this young Rockets team that he's a veteran presence on there. Fred VanVleet was a young player, rising star, on that Raptors team that won the title a couple years ago over the Warriors. And obviously, Dylan Brooks, we all know what encompasses there. We talked about it yesterday.
I haven't even brought him up. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot baked into that. And again.
And then Amen Thompson, local guy.
Yeah, Hayward, there you go. So we'll break all of it down in the coming days.
Thank God they won.
But this is what we wanted, Dub Nation. Jimmy Butler. Jimmy freaking Buckets is a Golden State Warrior, and this is why you got him. Let's talk about that performance and Steph. They combined for 75 points. We'll do that after the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The play-in tournament continues tonight with the Mavs and Kings in Sacramento. Anthony Davis is a game-time decision with an adductor strain that has been bothering him all season long. The Mavs' official injury report lists AD as probable, so the expectation is that he will play versus the Kings tonight. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 4 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The Warriors are a playoff team. They got the Houston Rockets. But we're going to dive into that game that took place last night because Chasky was nervous. He was on his hands and knees praying they don't trick that game off. But you know what? When you have Jimmy Butler and you have Stephen Curry, all will be all right.
Mavs or Kings?
Right now, I would probably lean towards the Kings winning that
game. I'm rooting for the Mavs. I'm rooting for Clay.
Kings.
On 95.7 The Game.